Do you need an organizer? Whether or not you'll need an organizer will depend on a number of factors. Are you already committed to using one? How do you want to see your reminders of actions, agendas, and projects? Where and how often might you need to review them? Because your head is not the place in which to hold things, you'll obviously need something to manage your triggers externally. You could maintain everything in a purely low-tech fashion by keeping pieces of paper in folders. Or you could even use a paper-based notebook or planner, or a digital version thereof. Or you could even employ some combination of these. All of the low-tech gear listed in the previous section is used for various aspects of collecting, processing, and organizing. You'll use a tray and random paper for collecting. As you process your in-basket, you'll complete many less than 2-minute actions that will require post-its, a stapler, and paper clips. The magazines, articles, and long memos that are your longer than 2-minute reading will go in another of the trays, and you'll probably have quite a bit just to file. What's left? Maintaining a project inventory, logging calendar items and action and agenda reminders, and tracking the things you're waiting for will require some form of lists or reviewable groupings of similar items. Lists can be managed simply in a low-tech way as pieces of paper kept in a file folder. For instance, separate sheets or notes for each person you need to call in a calls file. Or they can be arranged in a more mid-tech fashion in loose-leaf notebooks or planners, a page titled Calls with the names listed down the sheet, or they can be high-tech, digital versions of paper lists such as a calls category in the to-do section of a Palm PDA or in Microsoft Outlook Tasks. In addition to holding portable reference material, for example, telephone and address information, most organizers are designed for managing lists. Your calendar is actually a form of a list, with time and day-specific action reminders listed chronologically. Probably thousands of types of organizers have been on the market since the 1980s, from the early rash of pocket day timers to the current flood of high-tech personal digital assistants and PC-based software products like Microsoft Outlook and Lotus Notes. Should you implement the Getting Things Done process into what you're currently using, or should you install something new? The answer is, do whichever one will actually help you change your behavior so you'll use the tools appropriately. There are efficiency factors to consider here, too. Do you get a lot of digital information that would be easier to track with a digital tool? Do you need a paper-based calendar for all the appointments you have to make and change rapidly on the run? Do you need reminders of things like calls you have to make when it's not easy to carry file folders? And so on. There are also the aesthetic and enjoyment factors. I've done some of my best planning and updating for myself when I simply wanted some excuse to use, that is, to play with, my organizer while waiting for dinner in a restaurant. When considering whether to get and use an organizer, and if so, which one, keep in mind that all you really need to do is manage lists. You've got to be able to create a list on the run and review it easily and as regularly as you need to. Once you know what to put on the list and how to use them, the medium really doesn't matter. Just go for simplicity, speed, and fun.